Meanwhile, Bohemund had summoned the main army, and the army had divided into two major columns simply because of its size. We suspect there was at least 4,500 knights. There may have been something like 30 to 40,000 combatants, as many as 60,000 non-combatants. And what Bohemond had were his Normans and certain other select contingents who were the advanced force. And here's where the Turks made their mistake. They thought they had caught the primary Crusader army, and they concentrated their attacks on Bohemond, who somehow steadied that force and beat them off. In the meanwhile, Godfrey and Raymond led the major Crusader force into the pass, and by the early afternoon, they appeared. And Godfrey led an attack, which would be on Bohemond's right, down into the pass to relieve some of the pressure. It was really Raymond who found a series of low-lying hills which would conceal his movement, who moved further down and eventually caught the Turks from behind. Bohemond rallied the forces that had suffered for hours under a barrage of Turkish arrows to drive off the opponents and launch a counterattack, and the Turkish army stumbled back in retreat. Losses were heavy, at least 4,000 Crusaders, 3,000 Turks, but a victory had been won. And it was the first victory they'd won on their own, and it gave them confirmation that the Crusaders could do it. From there, they marched across Asia Minor, and by October of 1097, they were before the walls of Antioch. It had been a horrendous march. Thousands had died from lack of water. There had been Turkish raids, but they had encountered no serious Turkish military resistance. The victories at Nicaea and at Dorylaeum had broken the power of the Seljuk Sultan of Konya. And in fact, the Crusaders moved through Konya with very little trouble and further on. They had crossed the Taurus Mountains, the great mountain range that cuts off Anatolia from the rest of the Near East in the autumn rains. They endured as many privations and suffering that any army has ever done so, and their numbers had been reduced considerably. My guess is that half of the number of Crusaders who started out on the route from Nicaea in late May of 1097, late June of 1097, of that force, maybe half made it to Antioch, which was the prime city of northern Syria, close to the coast. The city, which to the Crusaders had been the place where Christians had received their name, it's where Peter agreed with Paul to accept the Gentiles into the Christian church. It was a very holy city in Christian tradition, seat of a great patriarchate. The majority of the population in the city were Greeks, Syrian Christians, Armenians. And it had only passed into Turkish control in 1086, just after the Byzantines had paid for a state-of-the-art renovation of the walls. At the same time, there were features in their advantage. In the course of crossing over to Asia Minor, Tancred and Baldwin both struck out on their own with forces into southeastern Asia Minor to carve out fiefs for themselves, or principalities. They're not sure what their exact plans were, and they were able to liberate a number of the cities in what are known as, in the region known as the Cilician littoral, or Cilicia. That is the very humid coastal plain of southeastern Turkey, very rich. None of this amounted to any permanent conquest for either one of them, and Tancred and Baldwin usually disputed. Tancred was the nephew of Bohemond. Baldwin was the younger brother of Godfrey. Both of them were landless younger members of a leading prince. Tancred rejoined the main army at Antioch, and Baldwin eventually moved farther east and entered the city of Edessa on invitation of the Armenians, which was an extremely important point for the success of the First Crusade. Edessa is today modern Urfa. It is 45 miles east of the Euphrates. It's on the grasslands of the Al-Jazira, where the Turkoman forces are, although the immediate area were largely Christian Armenians. And there, Baldwin set up the First Crusader Principality and set up a bastion in Edessa, a very important city, which proved decisive in the Siege of Antioch.